Prepare yourself
for talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this Super Bowl Sunday. Yes, I'm live, and I'm here in studio. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, coming to you live from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, and now syndicated across the country for the last 3 months, gaining several affiliates each week. We're very excited about that. I'm always chomping at the bit to get on air. You know, I do a weekday show, Monday through Friday, syndicated. Been doing that now syndicated for 9 years, been on the air for 12. But I'm glad I have a Sunday show, because in the past I would be really upset on Saturday or Sunday with news that came out over the weekend. I'd be wanting to get on air. Now I can do that. And today I am literally fit to be tied. And I've got friends and family calling me, which they normally don't do, saying, man, I hope you give them hell on this new issue. And that's forcing you to take a live cancer virus vaccine. And yes, we'll be talking about that today. It's happening all over the country. But as usual, I'm very embarrassed of this. Texas is leading the way into darkness and tyranny. So we'll be breaking that down. Perry requires HIV vaccine for girls. That's a fraud. That's a hoax. We'll break that down as well as the vaccine itself. There's a lot of different facets to this that we'll be going over. Also, big new developments concerning a Freedom of Information Act request, FOIA request with the North American Union, and how that ties into the global warming hoax. I'm not debating climate change, but what we're being told about global warming and the solutions we're being given are nothing more than a global tax and a hoax. So that is coming up as well. Also, the Swiss may expand assisted suicide law to the mentally ill, and if you read carefully, the state will decide whether you're to die or not, and the state will kill you. So we'll be breaking that down for you and having open phones. Also, in the second hour, I have John Connor, syndicated radio host, joining me. He's on the Genesis Network. I'm on weekdays. This Sunday show is syndicated via MS Communications in association with Genesis. And he also, before he ever got a syndicated talk show, engages in guerrilla call-ins to talk radio. And he called in to our own Rush Limbaugh and brought up the occult activities of the global elite, i.e. Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones. And what happened was quite interesting. Of course, I was brought up in the conversation. We'll play a few minutes of that in the second hour and break it down, because truth is stranger than fiction. But let me do this. I'm not very good at this because I'm always so focused on the news. But in the last 2 weeks, and I asked my producer to put down all the stations. It's not his fault, but... Well, it is his fault. I'm not mad at him, though. He does a good job. Two stations are missing here, but that's okay. Five new stations in the last week and a half that have signed on to this new Sunday show. I want to thank them. WRSB, 1310 AM, out of upstate New York, I guess up by Niagara, on the Sunshine Network. WCGA, 1100 AM, St. Simon's Island, Jacksonville, Florida, covers four major cities, Cox Broadcasting Group. And, of course, WTAR, 850 AM, Norfolk, Virginia, a gigantic blowtorch going into multiple states. That, of course, is Sinclair / Emmis Communications. Very thankful for that affiliate. WASB, 1590 AM, and that's out of Rochester, New York. And WCER, Canton, Cleveland, Ohio, 900 AM. And I know that Albuquerque has already signed on when they're going to be carrying it next few weeks. For several months I've told you about good old Salt Lake City with K-Talk. They've signed on. And two other stations that aren't here on the list. So a lot of affiliates signing on. The show's only 3 months old. I'm very, very excited and honored to be here. So I do want to thank all those affiliates. If you're listening on the Internet or shortwave or satellite to the show right now in any of those cities or outlying areas of those cities, these are all powerful stations, be sure and tell everybody you know about those affiliates and support their sponsors because we're here battling for this constitutional republic. We'll be taking calls throughout this hour and the second hour. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, 877-590-KLBJ for the name's sake of the station we're broadcasting out of. And, of course, locally in Central Texas, another way for you to call, 836-0590. Again, we are live. It is Super Bowl Sunday. And we're here burning the Super Bowl Sunday oil to get this information out to you. All right. You know I talk a lot about vaccines, and we've detailed, I put it in my films, it is on the record that the United Nations, the World Health Organization, and other eugenic-type bodies set up by people who push the Nazi ideals have been caught adding hormones to tetanus shots to sterilize women from Africa to Asia to Latin America. We know that vaccines haven't taken out the mercury, the thimerosal. They've actually increased it fivefold, that's the Associated Press, to several hundred times the safe level. They're also filled with aluminum. And just a few decades ago, there were only five or six vaccines they tried to claim were mandatory. That was a fraud itself. We'll break that down in a moment. And then going back a few years ago, it was 25 vaccines. Currently, it's 27 to 38, depending on the state. Under different federal mandates and lobbying by the big pharmaceutical companies. Well, the latest outrage is now upon us, and there are hundreds of new vaccines a year. Their main business is lobbying government to attempt to intimidate you, to try to set the precedent, to make you take this and put this into your body. In fact, here in front of me, and for those watching out in TV land, also we're on the television here on Channel 10 in Austin for the radio show, let me just show you the news article here out of the Statesman yesterday. Today is the 4th. This was Saturday, February 3rd. Perry requires HIV vaccine for girls. But then, hallelujah, they have to tell the truth in the next breath with a sub-headline, parents can opt out of project targeting cancer-causing virus. Let me go through some more of the headlines before I detail this and break it down for you. And this did get my blood pressure up Friday when Perry signed this executive order. The ultra-liberal posing as a conservative. The gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting piece of filth he wants to hand our roads over and has handed them over to a foreign Spanish company to tax us for the North American Union funding source, federal government, SPP.gov. Texas governor issues executive order requiring anti-cancer vaccine for schoolgirls. Here's another chilling story out of the Washington Times. Vaccine center issues warning. It's killing and maiming people en masse. Another AP article. Texas requires cancer vaccine for girls. And it says, quote, it wasn't immediately clear how long the order would last and whether the legislation was still necessary. It's not a law. It's a fraud. But we've got a dumbed-down population. I need to call Liz Austin Peterson from the AP up and explain to her federal and state law. Let me just do that right now before I have a stroke here on air. Number one, for 2 months, in every newspaper, every major news radio station, every news TV station, and nationally, in the 2 months leading up, you've all seen it countless times, for the last decade, as school begins to start, they say, it's the law, you've got to get all your shots, all your immunizations, all your vaccines, or you will be suspended, and there will be criminal charges. There are no criminal charges. There is no law, but they play a trick, a racketeering, extortion. Go look up those definitions. Go look it up online. Google it. They engage in racketeering and extortion and fraud. And they tell you that there is a law. We'll explain the fraud when we get back and get in to the CDC's own warning not to take it. Will that stop Rick Perry? The answer is hell no. He's bought and paid for, as the AP reports, by Merck, the same folks that brought you Vioxx. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with me. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anderson for Midas. February 2nd, 2007, gold 655, ounce gold coins are 676, 36, 340, 73 for half, 170, 37 for quarter ounce. That's 676, 36, 340, 73, and 170, 37. 1971, Nissan closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Bearship's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Line, we've gone from 1 in 25,000 having autism 20 years ago, now 22 years ago, the statistics got older, to 1 in 168, and the new numbers coming out are less than 1 in 80. whole schools filled with autistic children from the Mercury conclusive. Then the media lies, the PR firms lie, all financed with billions of dollars out of the $200+ billion a year industry globally just with vaccines alone to tell you, oh, we took it out. But you go research, even mainstream news in the back of the paper. That's a term I use. I mean, it's buried. Admits they've actually increased the amount of mercury. But all that aside, let's just say you think vaccines are wonderful for you. We're going to go through the CDC and the federal government's own admissions of how dangerous this new Merck vaccine is. Even if you think it's great, why is the media lying to you? Why is the government lying and saying it's the law? Listen to this deceptive headline. But normally they wouldn't have the subheadline that basically retracts it. Perry requires HPV vaccine for girls. Parents can opt out of project targeting cancer-causing virus. There is no law that you have to take any vaccine in this country. Nowhere. In the 50 states, in the protectorates, in the District of Columbia, they've tried and lobbied. Here in the U.S., it has not worked. So the legislature was saying that they weren't even going to make it on the list of recommended, now approaching 40-plus, and growing. And so Rick Perry says, well, I don't care if the people are upset about this, and both parties are saying no, despite the fact that Merck has spent more money on this in Texas than, and by the way, every other state than any other vaccine they've pushed. I'm going to sign an executive order, and then he engaged in the hoax of saying you've got to take it. And people will go into the school, the schools will lie and say you got to take it to be in school. They'll never tell you there's a waiver in their drawer by federal and state law they're supposed to give you. And by the way, it's been through the courts. You don't have to sign that waiver. They just ask you to give the illusion that you have to. So it is a mass hoax. Now, let's talk about what this vaccine does. Here is the Washington Times. Vaccine Center issues warning. This came out yesterday. The National Vaccine Information Center yesterday warned state officials to investigate the safety of a breakthrough cancer vaccine as Texas became the first state to make the vaccine mandatory for school-age girls. It's not. Again, the hoax again. Negative side effects of the new vaccine, a new Merck vaccine to prevent the sexually transmitted virus that causes cervical cancer, are being reported in the District of Columbia and 20 states, including Virginia. The reactions range from loss of consciousness to seizures. Oh, I forgot. Remember Shaken Baby started 15 years ago? They later had to remove that. And all the cop cars with the bumper stickers, don't shake a baby. I wonder all these babies were dying, having seizures. They'd arrest the parents. When they'd come in and they did studies on this, it was within hours or days they'd go into seizures from all the mercury because it's 4 to 5 times, depending on the shot, overdose for an adult, and the average adult weighs 150 pounds. Can you imagine a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pound baby? And by the third round, when they weigh 20 pounds, when they're 18 months, a year and a half old, so they go ahead and CPS you and grab your kids after they did the damage to your child. Quote, young girls are experiencing severe headaches. This is from the CDC, by the way. Are experiencing severe headaches, dizziness, temporary loss of vision, and some girls have lost consciousness during what appear to be seizures, said Vicki Diebold, health policy analyst for the National Vaccine Information Center. And it just goes on. And Friday, I interviewed the head of the Texas Eagle Forum, their national chair on international studies, and she's interviewing the people where the little girls take it and start bleeding out of their noses, out of every orifice. People are dying. By the way, do you know what this is? This is not some irradiated or microwaved virus or bacterium. This is a live cancer virus. And they breed billions of these in each vaccine trough that they grow off of human fetal tissues. They have another procedure where they use eggs. And when they breed all of this stuff up in human tissue, they attempt to breed a virus that has had its chain cut in half so it doesn't have the full complement to cause the cancer. But, of course, you're getting wild mutations, wild aberrant problems, and I've got all the medical reports here. I mean, I've literally got 20-something articles today. I can't cover them all here. That's my frustration and why I talk 90 miles an hour. Just Google it. New Merck cancer vaccine has live virus. Just type it in. Hundreds of articles. You probably already read it in your paper. It's all over the news. It's a big story. And I think the government and Rick Perry and others, no matter where you live, they're lobbying nationwide, have gone too far. Because parents didn't even know about the waiver, the conscientious objector or religious objection. They're still buying the fraud. You've got to take these. Now people are finding out about this, and everybody I know, even people in my family and neighbors who don't believe me on a lot of issues, are knocking on my door going, hey, man, you were right about this. I got a cousin in New York, and they gave it to the daughter, and now she's in the hospital. I mean, I know people this is happening to. And they're so arrogant. It's the same thing. 97% in the Houston Chronicle poll don't want toll roads on existing roads run by a Spanish company. Rick Perry says, I don't care what you want. 91% in Gallup polls don't want open borders. Bush and the Democrats together say, we don't care, blanket amnesty, guest worker program. 70-plus percent of the troops, 78% of Americans don't want the Iraq war. They say, we don't care what you want, we're going to increase troops. And by the way, it's not 21,500, it's 50,000 troops in the surge. And even Oliver North says that'll get more of them killed, putting them in undefended locations. So what? They're going to die! I mean, not only is it illegal, unconstitutional, racketeering, the people don't want it, and they still do it. So I'm hopping mad. Not only is this vaccine dangerous, not only, and by the way, the CDC folks would approve cyanide in your Kool-Aid. I mean, they would approve jumping off a cliff is good for you if they got campaign contributions to the politicians that appoint the people that run the CDC. So for them to come out and say, hey, you don't take it, no, it's not even completely vetted and approved yet. What's going on in Texas? Hold off, it's a live virus. Even the CDC's talking like Alex Jones. I mean, this is serious business, but they know that they're going to make over $10 billion a year, if even a fraction, that's all in the news, of the schoolgirls take this. And they know full well most of you aren't that involved in children's lives. You just believe whatever you're told. You're going to let them line up starting in the sixth grade. They're recommending it even down to the fifth grade. And taking an experimental live cancer virus vaccine. How many times have you heard me in the last 12 years on air tell you they put cancer viruses and the vaccines? I read university studies from the 20s and 30s where the Rockefeller family funded the Nazi eugenicist. I'm making a film about it right now. Okay, I'm one of the leading experts on this. I've been doing years of research on it. I'm making a film about this. And that they studied how to put live cancer virus in stasis inside the vaccines, and then the Rockefellers covertly own many of the big cancer research facilities and make the money. They get most of the money out of you before you die. It's big business. You are insane if you take any vaccines. I'm not saying they couldn't help. I'm not saying it's not a real science. I'm not saying it couldn't do some good. You can't trust this government that gave black men syphilis in Tuskegee. You can't trust a government that radiated tens of thousands of children domestically, over 110,000 internationally. Just type in ringworm children into Google. You can't trust people under Project Shad that radiated and toxified and poisoned and biological attacked our troops in thousands of illegal studies. If you... We'll be right back, folks.
Back when the world was a block rocking beast.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Shelly, you look Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I think it's something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, FAN.com.
Hi.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling a false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
So, Rick Perry, and the Associated Press reports, has got massive contributions. Members of his staff are Merck employees. The legislature says we're not going to try to pass a law just recommending the vaccine. Then they pose and claim that it's mandatory when it's not, so that's fraud one. Rick Perry comes out and says, I don't care if it's experimental. I don't care if it's having all these bad reactions. We've got to save our children. Ladies and gentlemen, there were only 9,710 cases of cervical cancer, and that's a very rare form of cancer out of 300 million Americans. There are millions and millions of cases each year of lung cancer, liver cancer. No, 9,710 cases. Only a couple hundred people die per state. Virginia, it was 210. The bigger states, California, 527. Texas was 400. And they want to, oh, by the way, the shot is over $360. $360 for a live cancer virus vaccine that's causing incredible health problems in a large percentage. That's immediately of those that take it. Seizures, you name it. I want to ask you out there who have daughters. I have a daughter, and I've said over my dead body, hell, Hades itself, will freeze over before my daughter ever takes something like this. And they're not going to stop. Hundreds of new vaccines a year, constant lobbying to try to make you take this, and then imply to the PR groups that you have to take it. All of that should make you mad. Any one of those points should have you seeing red. 877-590-5525. The number again is 877-590-5525, or locally in Central Texas, where we broadcast to you from, 836-0590. I'm asking you, will you put up with this? Go to InfoWars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Read all the articles we've got posted where they admit that Merck is just lobbying and buying politicians, the same folks that brought you Vioxx. I mean, they always say don't take a drug till it's been on the market 5 years. This thing has just been semi-approved for experimental use, and Rick Perry's saying every girl's got to take it when you don't have to take it. The governor doesn't have the power to say, I give an executive order, you must take a vaccine. But they put out that hoax. And then you read deeper, and the AP says, well, no one knows if it really is the law. He just says it. No, it's not the law. It's your body. It's your children's body. So I am getting extremely angry about this. Here's a story from just a few days ago before Perry signed this executive order, because the legislature was saying, no way, Jose. Drug firm pushes vaccine mandate. Merck lobbies Maryland on HPV preventative. And again, a live virus that only, on average, extremely sexually promiscuous women can even get this, and then it's a live virus, and it only infects 9,710 people and kills a fraction of them each and every year. And simple pap smears can fix that problem, and it's easily treatable. By the way, about 4 years ago, I went completely ape on air, more than I'm getting angry today about this. And that was when England tried to pass a law making it mandatory to take a live virus vaccine that attacked the brain and created plaques. You're saying, excuse me? Go look it up. You cannot make this kind of stuff up. It is so crazy to have a governor saying he's emperor, lying and saying you've got to take something when it's experimental and causing all these problems. The British government had also reported, it was all over the news at the time, in the medical papers, medical publications, that they were claiming that you had to take this, but then it failed because people refused. That is a shot. Remember hearing about it? You're going, I don't remember. You'll remember now. New vaccine to cure nicotine addiction, smoking. New vaccine to cure cocaine and heroin use. Because the same neuroreceptors in the electrochemical operations of the human brain, you have natural endorphins when your team makes a touchdown, or you make a touchdown, or you make a big sale in business, or you get the date with a woman that you're in love with, that you got a crush on. Your body naturally rewards you. That's the natural high I'm on right now. No drugs needed. Most successful people have an overabundance of endorphins. They want to, and they've created a vaccine that has a live virus that attacks specific, I mean, polio is a virus that attacks nerves. This is a virus similar, in fact, it is a altered polio virus, ladies and, again, you're not watching the sci-fi channel, this is happening, that attacks the electrochemical neurons, the receptors, because the same receptors take in all of the opiates, and nicotine is in the same class but doesn't have an opiate effect. Nicotine, heroin, cocaine. And it said, oh, it'll be great. It'll end drug abuse. It'll also cause viruses to eat microscopic holes in your brain. And then they said, well, there is a side effect where you won't be as happy and won't be able to feel your endorphins as much, but don't worry, we'll give you antidepressants. Oh, yes, they give you a virus that literally gives you a selected lobotomy, and this is the same thing. This is a live virus causing major health problems, seizures, death, autoimmune responses. Next week I'm interviewing a bunch of people this is happening to. People are dying right now because of this. All right, I'm going to take some calls on this subject and others, and then we'll get into North American Union, and just a lot more coming up. Swiss government wants to be able to kill people without even asking them with a suicide law. That's the state killing you. That's AP. Excuse me. Yeah, that is AP. I have another one here on Reuters. Let's go ahead and You know, I had a caller here on the screen that wanted to talk about the vaccines, and I guess they're gone now. So so it is on line five? Okay, fantastic. I'm confused. New phone system here. Let's go ahead and talk to Melody in Ohio. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're on the air. I punched the button, and it doesn't work. Will you air line? Okay, let's now go ahead and take another call. When it rains, it pours, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and talk to James. James, you're on the air. Welcome. Calling from Austin.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am a Christian.
Okay, I was going to comment about your behavior and your entourage and following you around. I think you got a bit of an ego. You know, we're supposed to be humble, and it seems like you have an entourage following you everywhere you go. I don't need to call you on that.
Okay, well, you know, I saw that your comment here was your entourage and behavior. And so,
you know, you've got a tremendous ego complex. You're not displaying any humility at all here, brother. I'm serious.
Well, let's go back here. Well, let me just, you can babble and do whatever you want.
Believe me, I'm not. I mean, I've got plenty of telephone poles in my own eyes, but, I mean, I'm calling you on it because you've got a whole bunch of kids and young people following you, and, I mean, you're setting a really terrible example.
Okay, I know. You've said that four times now. Can I just say something?
Sure, go for it.
Okay. I'm here. I'm an energetic, aggressive person. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm actually very humble and nice and sharing and compassionate. But separate that. Let's say I'm the worst SOB in the galaxy, and Alex Jones is Beelzebub, okay? Are you going to talk? Can you focus on the issue of a live cancer virus they want to try to force our girls to take? Okay, can you talk about a real issue instead of focusing on the messenger?
No, I mean, actually, I want to do. You mean, we need more research on this, obviously.
More research. Rick Perry's trying to claim there's a law when there isn't. Trying to claim you've got to take it when you don't, and the thing's experimental and deadly.
Right, but this particular virus is very serious, and you got.
No, it's not. No, it's not very serious. Out of 300 million people to have 9,710 cases a year. And a fraction of those dying is not very serious. The CDC says don't take it. But you got a problem with me because you're a phony neocon. Guaranteed. Okay? Don't misunderstand my earnest and my passion for arrogance. Just some of us haven't been drinking the fluoride Kool-Aid, brother. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with me.
Top of the crown, raise the queen. A fatal mistake in your cradle can't shake the dream. The fire beside of your phonograph, battle with gas. To give you room to breathe through inadequate mask. Everybody is fine, let me see you pump.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going to go back to your calls. We got a guest coming up in the next hour. We'll also have open phones then. I don't know even what to say. Trey, who runs the show during the break, said, did you hear him? He said, your cameras, your entourage, like I have paid videographers, because I just like to have cameras videotaping me. And it sounds like he went UT Thursday night, the UT Union Ballroom, 900 seats, totally filled, over 100 people turned away. I went there and spoke for free. They invited me down there, a student group did. And I went down there and spoke, and I had video cameras there, sir, because we're in an information war. Believe me, I wasn't there paying people $15 an hour, in some cases more, to videotape me, to then just have the cameras so I look powerful. It was there, so we put it on the web, like my film Terror Storm that's been number one on Google Video. See, I make documentaries, sir. I've made films that have aired on national U.S. and British television. That's why I have cameras. And you take it as arrogance that I have a staff, that I now have 12 employees. You take it as arrogance that I work 14, 16, sometimes 18 hours a day. You take it as arrogance that I'm confident and upset. And you start acting like the vaccine's okay. They're lying and saying you have to take it. Look at this headline. Perry requires HPV vaccine for girls. Next line. Parents can opt out of project targeting cancer-causing virus. There is no law. But all the time you hear them, it's the law. You got to take all the vaccines. Then I read you the CDC saying it's very dangerous, causing major problems, major side effects. I talk about how the UN's been caught all over the world adding sterilization pathogens to vaccines to sterilize people. I talk about eugenics programs by our criminal government. You don't respond to any of that. You basically imply that I shouldn't be uppity, I shouldn't be speaking up, and that I'm angry and taking action is a threat to you. You know why it's a threat to you? Because you're a coward deep down inside. You don't want to take action. You don't want to stand up against evil. You're probably waiting for some imaginary rapture to happen that isn't even in the Bible. And you're just sitting there, and you're upset that somebody's pointing out bad things. I have a daughter! The government's pushing to try to make it the law you have to take these. They haven't yet. So they try to convince the sheeple that it is the law, so most of you will just go ahead and do it. I have the FOIA request right here of the North American Union official government meeting where they're going to take all our liberties and freedoms and tax the daylights out of us. I'm upset about that. You've got me completely and totally wrong. You don't know who I am. But forget who Alex Jones is. Can you face these issues? $3.9 trillion missing from the Pentagon. Completely open borders. While we lose all our liberties domestically, can you get your head screwed on straight? Ah! Let's talk to Audrey in Chicago. She says she had cervical cancer. Has a comment on the vaccine. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I love your show. I'm a new convert. And I'm a liberal. I'm probably one of 10 in your audience. But...
Are you kidding? It's not about liberal or conservative. We have a massive audience across the political spectrum.
Well, let me just tell you how I feel about the vaccine. When I first heard about it, I thought, oh, yeah, wow, cool. But because I had cervical cancer when I was 21, my boyfriend gave me the HPV virus. And but fortunately for me, I went to the gynecologist every year, and I had a pap smear. And what I want to impress upon your listeners is that every woman should go every year for an annual gynecologist.
Everybody should go.
Yes. And, you know, and because it caught it early, I had treatment, it was caught in situ.
Well, that's the thing. This is extremely treatable if caught earlier, even in mid-stages. Only 9,170 people get it, and a fraction of those actually die.
Now, yeah, and you know what, Alex, the thing about this is pap smear, HPV is a human behavior issue. It's not a vaccination issue. I'm very concerned because I'm a women's health activist, and I know what damage Depo-Vera did to women.
Oh, my God. It's all sorts of sterilization programs.
Thalidomide. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. I'm a little nervous. But, yeah, I mean, think about those women who are taking it to prevent miscarriage, right? And then the kids that they had without arms and legs, and then the women who were taking Depo-Vera to prevent more.
Over 300,000 people a year die from bad drug reactions or bad drugs. The cure is worse than the disease. Did you hear me read the CDC saying don't take this? Did you hear me reading the seizures and death and all the problems girls are having where girls are taking this?
Yes. And the thing is, the whole key behind the women's health movement is that every woman should make an informed decision about what she's going to do to her body and shouldn't be forced or compelled by any governmental agency or any outside third
party. I agree. Let me ask you this question. Does it make you mad that Rick Perry's claiming it's the law when there is no law? He just signs an executive order that if you actually read it, just says they're recommending it, but the news is trumpeting his lie that you have to take it? That's a fraud. It's a hoax.
Well, I don't know. It makes me upset and mad because I think no woman or any girl should be forced into taking a drug that hasn't been fully tested.
Well, number one, why are they trying to make 10-year-old girls take this? I appreciate your call. Glad you're on board, and everybody is welcome to this show. You know, these liberal conservative terms mean nothing. It's all part of keeping us in a box and playing us off against each other, divide and conquer. Let's go ahead and talk to Gary in Dripping Springs. Gary, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yes, sir. On Rick Perry's order, his executive order, RP-65,
yeah.
I noticed you had stated that a parent has the right to opt out. Now, if you actually read the language, and I'm going to read it to you real quickly. It's only one sentence.
I actually have it, but go ahead.
But it says the Department of Parents' Rights, the Department of State Health Services will, in order to protect the right of parents to be the final authority of their children's health care, modify the current process in order to allow parents to submit a request for a conscientious objection.
Let me break this down. They don't have an empowering law. They pass a law on a regulation, and then they condition you to sign the waiver forms that the schools fight to not even show you. So federal and state cases all over the nation show you don't even have to sign the waiver form. Here's the problem. They then suspend your child and use that as the criminal charge against you and the child when they're the ones that suspended. So people are ignorant, and they just believe there's a law when there isn't. And so to enforce, they bring in a real law, but they trigger the suspension, so it's been found in court to be a fraud. You understand?
Well, certainly, but the thing is doctors are already told my daughter that this was a mandatory.
It isn't. I know. It is a massive hoax, and it makes me see red. And some cowardly chicken necks out there take that as me being arrogant. There is not a law that you have to take any vaccine, but there has been a sustained 10-year campaign every year. It's the law. Got to take all the vaccines. Got to take whatever the new recommended one is. There is no law. And now they've gone too far with a live cancer virus that is causing seizures, autoimmune disorders, and death. And the CDC's saying don't take it. Does that stop Rick Perry? Dr. Perry? Hell no, because right here in the AP and Reuters, he's totally paid off by Merck Pharmaceutical, the same folks that brought you Vioxx. I got to settle down. This is Orwellian. If we wrote a science fiction book about this 30 years ago where they lie and say there's laws that don't exist and try to make you take live cancer viruses, they're trying to make people, they're trying to get approval now to make you take a shot that attacks your brain. I mean, where's the Twilight Zone music when I need it? I can't handle it anymore. Let's go ahead and jam one more in here. Let's talk to William in Austin. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air. You know, I went the wrong line. Go ahead, William. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
Well, whether this drug's tested, anything like that, and we know it's perfectly harmless, for people to think that the state, government, or anybody has the right to inject whatever they want into your body is just ridiculous.
When they have this history of eugenics and sterilization through the vaccines.
Even if they didn't have that history.
Exactly. And let me stop you. And they're claiming it's a law when it isn't. And he got paid off by the people. And it's incredible.
Right. It just goes on and on. And it's nothing new. Especially with Perry. He keeps doing it over.
And he would have lost if there wasn't a three-way what race. More and more, I think that was staged.
Well, why didn't we have a runoff even with him and Bill? Not with Bill's any better, but still. Either way, they just want to, like you said, this is the new world order takeover. They're going to do anything and everything they can to make sure bodies start dropping.
Hey, man, listen, I'm making a film about this. I've got BBC. I've got where they catch him putting stuff in the vaccines.
Right.
There's mercury in it. You didn't used to see autistic children 30 years ago. Now every high school and middle school has giant rooms filled with these poor kids. Every time I talk to somebody who's got an autistic child, I say, when did they get sick? And they say, at the third round of shots at 18 months, they had a seizure and were gone.
That's right. If anybody had half their brain to look half this up, they'd understand why you're so riled up, and they wouldn't try to attack you and call you a fear monger when you realize that you have every reason to be afraid.
Exactly. I'm freaked out. I got a family.
I'm freaked out too.
Hell yeah, we should be freaked out.
I don't understand the lullabies that people have been taking.
I hear you. We're out of time. Second hour straight ahead.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.